Blog Talk Radio.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When fuck walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it,
yeah, girl.
Said that
he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm his.
Said it doesn't matter what
it
I did. It
doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
I am.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Wow, that was a good one. That was a good one. Praise God. Certainly, we thank God for seeing the best in us. We were listening to He Saw the Best in Me by Pastor Marvin Sapp. Hallelujah. How many of us are looking for God to see the best in us? If we would focus on God seeing the best of us instead of each other seeing the best in us, Oh, God, that's a powerful song. You know, it's a song that will uplift you. If you just listen to the lyrics, he saw the best in me. When everybody else, you know, sees something other than what God sees, you got to always know that God sees the best in us. Because everything God made was perfect. When he made creation, Adam was perfect. When he made Eve, she was perfect. They were perfect until the serpent, until the evil one presented them with the ultimatum. Amen. I tell you, that's what the enemy is doing each and every day. He's walking to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And them that yield their members to him, then he's able to take you over. But I'm so glad that God saw the best in me. You know, God knows what we are to become when we're in our mother's womb. He even knows the name that our parents had for us while we're in the womb. Amen. So we just thank God for once again giving us the wonderful opportunity to come on this radio broadcast, A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We thank God for each and every one of you, and we praise the Lord with you and greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We're thankful for another opportunity, as I said, to be in the land of the living. We thank God for another opportunity for him to see the best in us. Amen. Every day, God, allow all his mercies to be renewed on our lives. That's a moment where we can just take a pause and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for thinking about me this morning. You didn't have to renew your mercies on me this morning, but because of you being the great God that you are, we just want to say thank you. Amen. Once again, we thank God for Sister Ruby, man in the switchboard. I tell you, she's been such a blessing. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God, because God always have somebody there that's going to answer the call. And that's what God is looking for. He's looking for people that's going to answer the call. The call is not always pleasant. You know how we have cell phones and sometimes we don't answer. You know how we do, even in our homes. You know, if there's somebody we just don't feel like talking to, we won't even answer the phone. Just let it flow over into our voicemail. That's how we do. Oh, but guess what? If God was that kind of a God, whoa, Lord, and when we call on him and he's seen, he already know who we are, but he decides to ignore us. People of God, we the world at large would be in an awful state. We already in a terrible place as it is. Hallelujah. But don't nobody, I tell you, the sinner don't even want God to ignore him. So what about God's people? Oh, God, if God decided to just take off a day, he don't take off because he's God. He created the universe. Everything in this earth belongs to the Lord. But just imagine if God said, today I'm not going to answer anybody. I won't honor no requests. I won't honor no petitions today. Hallelujah. I'm just going to shut my ear, I'm going to shut my eyes, and I'm going to ignore everything that man is doing. Oh, what a terrible state we would be in. And I was just thinking about that. I said, Lord, if God was like us, we would be some miserable creatures. The world would be in more chaos than it is, than it's already in. Hallelujah. But I thank God because he's a God that answers. He's a God that never sleeps. He's a God that never slumber. He's a God that never forgets. He's a God that always remembers. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless the Lord today for serving a God like this. I bless him for serving a God that's able to answer when I call. I'm blessed today to know that I serve a God. Hallelujah. hallelujah, that hears all of my requests. Hey, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, hallelujah, for seeing the best in me. Ah, glory to God. Oh, I bless the Lord today, saints of God, people of God all over the land. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God. We serve a God that is omnipotent. Ah, we serve a God that is omnipresent. We serve a God that is omniscient. Hallelujah. He knows everything. He sees everything. He hears everything. He's in every place. There's no hiding place. We can't hide from God. Hallelujah. So today, we just thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. I thank God for Sister Ruby. I thank God for her man in those switch, and I thank God for her having the God in her. Amen. Amen. I thank God. Hallelujah. For all of you all that tune into this broadcast and all of our speakers. Hallelujah. All of those that have come on the line to minister a word at whatever particular time, we praise God for you today. We thank God for our leaders, and we're going to ask, I don't know who's on the line today. We're just going to, as the young people said, we're going to do a little freestyle in the day. So you'll have an opportunity to express yourself, and you'll have an opportunity to talk about, we're talking about a father's love. We want to commemorate, as the nation is honoring the fathers on Sunday. We'd like to say Happy Father's Day to each and everybody, each and every father that's listening, and those that may go back and listen a little bit later. We want to just take a moment and honor you for your accomplishments, honor you from being a father to your children, and honor you from being, if you are married, a husband to your wives, just being someone that men and women and boys and girls can admire and look up to. We all need a hero, hallelujah. And most times, our first heroes are our parents. Our mother and our father. When a child is birthed, the first relationship they have is with the mother, and then the father comes, because there's a special bond with that mother. But if there's a father that's there in the family and in the home, that child begins to bond with that father also. Amen. And you know, fathers are males. They're male, male individuals that God has deemed as the head. And we all know that the man is the head of the woman, but God is the head of the man. So God is rule over all. Amen. So we like to just ask Sister Ruby, who's on the line, and we're going to open up with the word of prayer. That was just a monologue, amen. We just thank God. I tell you, I feel like shouting and praising and just worshiping God for just him being the greatest father that anyone could even hope to have. Hallelujah. So Sister Ruby, who's on the line this evening?
Just me and you at this time.
Just you and I. Well, Sister Ruby, I'm going to ask you to open up with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. And get ready, get ready, get ready.
Excuse me. Okay. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity again that you have allowed us to, that you have allowed us to come on and with the broadcast that you have given, Vandis Bernard, the founder and the host of this New Destiny Ministry, A Time of Reflection. We thank you, we praise you, and we love you for being such an awesome God that you know just where we're at, just where, how many hair on on our head. You know everything about us. You know our address. You know our mothers and fathers that you have and gave us to be born into a family. You know everything about us, husband, wife, children, everything. Like Evangelist Bernard says, nothing that can be hid from you because you are omnipotent. You're everywhere at the same self time. And we just thank you and praise you. And we just love you and magnify you. We just thank you for this spiritual application. You know, sometimes you can go this and that or radio broadcast, but in my spirit, in my sanctified soul, Lord Jesus, I know that you have ordained this broadcast and that you send a rhema word every day for your people. Hallelujah to an Evangelist Bernard. Do listen to the spirit that your spirit is telling her. What must I say to your precious people? What must I tell them that you want them to do for your precious people, for your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost and going on in your special people? We thank you for this opportunity because we realize that we can go door-to-door witness and knocking and on, and that's appropriate to be on the sidewalk seeking the lost and your people that they may come into your kingdom, that you may draw them in. But also we thank you so much for this broadcast because this broadcast is an avenue to witness, to go all over the nation. We don't know how far this broadcast is going, but we thank you because you know everything, and we thank you for placing each and every sister, brother, saint, on this broadcast, because without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we would fail. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. And we need you. We need your arms of love. We need your guidance. We need your leading. We need your protection to do your will and your way. And we just thank you for each and every soul that you have put on this line to connect with a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministry, because it's only through you that they're on this broadcast. It's only through you that you're elevating and lifting them up to a higher place in you. It's only through you that you set this broadcast, not so much for Evangelist Bernard to speak and teach and preach, but for your people to come forth with their gifts and anointing and power. We thank you so much. We love you. If we said or done anything in our heart that was against your word, knowing and unknowing, we repent, because we don't want any prayer or word to be hindered because of our disobedience and not going forth. We praise you, we love you, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Ruby. We appreciate that prayer. Hallelujah. Wind deep and wind deep. And we just want to talk a little bit about a father's love.
Yes. 818, I think, but it's 6419 is on. That's Kimmy, Sister Kimmy.
God bless you. We want to talk a little bit, and we want to get everybody input today. So get your Bibles. Amen. We just want to open up. Thank God, Sister Ruby, for that opening prayer. We praise God for you. Thank you, Sister Cammy, for tuning in, and whomever else will tune in a little bit later. We're just going to talk a little bit today about a father's love. Hallelujah. And as we begin to just look at this particular topic of father's love, and as I begin to just think about a father is somebody, it's a male, is someone that is at the headship of a family. It's someone that also is responsible to nurture, to provide, to protect, to shelter, to feed, to clothe, and be that strong tower that you feel comfortable in, that you don't have to worry, you don't have to fret. When that father is in the home, you know there's a sense of peace that evolves, and the whole family feel the security of the strength and the stature of that father. Amen. So as we begin to look at our Heavenly Father, we have to understand that our Heavenly Father, He's the greatest of them all. He is the Creator. He created man in His image, in His likeness. He created man and gave man dominion over everything in the earth. Everything in the earth. He loved man so that when He created the beast of the field, He gave man the opportunity to name those beasts and to name every animal. Adam had dominion to reign and rule over everything. Hallelujah. But when God decided that He needed a helpmeet, then He made woman. And we all know the story on how things materialized and how they altered the ultimate plan that God had destined for us. Amen. But I want to take your attention today because I don't want to focus so much on the earthly, but I want to focus on our spiritual Father today. Amen. Psalm 68, 5 and 6 says that He would be, let me go quickly because I got to get to my, I got two different Bibles here, but I want us to talk a little bit today and even some of our experiences with our earthly fathers. We're going to open up the lines where you'll have an opportunity, if you so desire, to express that. If you had an earthly father that had these attributes that our spiritual father have, of course we know they are imperfect, none perfect, but God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But Psalm 68, 5 and 6 says, He would be a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows. Is God in His holy habitation? God set it to solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Now let's go over to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And we're going to start at the first verse. And I'm going to read down a little bit, and then we're going to open up the lines and we're going to have a discussion. We're talking about a father's love. No greater love had no man than that of God. Hallelujah. He laid down, He sent His Son to lay down His life for us, to be redeemed back, to get back in rightful standing with our Lord and Savior. Oh, God, a father's love. There's no love that we can compare to God's love. Amen. So let's read a little bit. We're at John chapter 14. And it says, let not your heart, we're at the first verse, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus talking to and comforting His disciples. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Jesus was getting them ready for his ascension, getting them ready for his death. Hallelujah. And we all know that he died. He was buried, but he rose again. Amen. So he said, let me read verse 3 again. And he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, Thomas, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Meaning, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied. And Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Listen at what Jesus is saying. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Verse 10 says, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Hallelujah. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. He said, if you don't believe me speaking it to you, believe me because of the works that I did. We're talking about a Father's love. Jesus is saying, you've seen me open up blinded eyes. You've seen me raise the dead. You've seen me heal the lame. So if you don't believe me for my word's sake, word for what I say with my mouth, believe me for the works that I've done. Okay, in verse 12 say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. And verse 16 says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself. yourself to him. Hallelujah. We're talking about a father's love. Now, oh, God, I bless you today. Where are you taking us today, God? Wherever you take us, God, we're going to follow. Now, let's turn. This was Jesus encouraging his disciples to comfort them and let them know that I am the Father. When you have seen me, you've already seen my Father. If you don't believe me for my work's sake, for my word's sake, believe me for my work's sake. Now, oh, God has taken me over to 2 Samuel. Let's turn there quickly. Ah, God, we're talking about a father's love. And to tell you how much God loves us and how much God is willing to forgive us, there's no sin that God won't. The only sin that God won't forgive is the blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. Don't ever blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Don't ever blaspheme God's holy word, because then you'll be in trouble with God. But I want to talk a little bit today. We're talking about a father's love, and then I'm going to open up the lines for you, but the Lord is leading me to go here to 2 Samuel. And 2 Samuel chapter 7, we all know the story of David. We all know that God called David a man after his own heart. We're still talking about a father's love, but God wants me to bring this in where we can really get an understanding of how great God's love is for his people, how great God's love is for his sons and his daughters. We all know the story of David, and we're not going to go into a whole lot about that, but we all know that David, God testified about David and said that David was a man after his own heart, and God knew that David had a heart of repentance. When David would do something that he knew bothered God, he would go and repent. We all know how he took another man's wife, hallelujah, and had the man's wife killed. We all know that he took Bathsheba, and then after he had slept with her and she became pregnant, we all know the story that her husband was so honorable. This was a man that loved David and respected his leadership. And this man refused to go sleep at home with his wife because he honored the king. He felt so obligated, and he felt so honored to be in David's army. And he said, Lord, I can't go and sleep with my wife while these men are on the battlefield. But we all know that David put him in the heat of the battle and had him killed after he found out that Sheba was pregnant. She was with child. But God was not pleased with that. And God told him that he would always have a seed. There would always be somebody in the lineage of David that sat on the throne. But David loved the Lord. He repented of that sin. And he wanted to build a house for the Lord, but the Lord wouldn't allow him to do it because he said he had blood on his hands, and God did not like what David did, but he still honored David because he said David was a man after his own heart. But let's go now, hallelujah, let's go now to 2 Samuel, and we want to talk a little bit. I'm trying to bring this in because I'm talking about a father's love. God loved David so, even though he told David he was not going to let him build his house, he honored and loved David. And let's read David, and let's read a little bit about how the Lord told David that he was not going to allow him to build his house. Amen. So let's start at the first verse in chapter 7, 2 Samuel, Second Samuel chapter 7. We're going to read this all the way down to, we'll read it all the way down to verse 17. And it came to pass when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. This was David talking to Nathan. And Nathan said to the king, go, do all that is in thine heart, for the Lord is with thee. Ah, but God wasn't with him in that. So verse 4 said, and it came to pass that night that the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, go and tell my servant, excuse me for that noise, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shalt thou build me an house for me to dwell in? Whereas I have not dwelt in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, Israel, saying, why build ye not me an house of cedar? Now, therefore, he's telling Nathan what to tell David. Now, therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. This is the Lord giving Nathan instructions to tell David that he won't build a house, but I want to show you how loving and kind and gracious God is. Moreover, he said, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as before time. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, listen at this, this is a key verse. And when the days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee. David, the Lord is making a covenant with David. And he said, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. The Lord was talking about Solomon, that the next son that Bathsheba birthed and born to King David. God was telling him, you're not going to build me a house, but I'm going to establish your kingdom. I'm going to establish your throne, David, but it's going to be through your son Solomon. And verse 13 said, and he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And listen at verse 14. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever according to all these words and according to all this vision. So did Nathan speak unto David. So listen at how wonderful God is. God loves us. God loves us. He established a relationship and a covenant with David's seed forevermore. And not only that, if we take it a little bit further, oh, we're talking about a father's love. If we take it a little bit further, guess what? The Son of the living God, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, he came out of the lineage of David. God told him a seed will always be on the throne. There will always be somebody in your royal line, David. I'm going to honor you because you are a man after mine own heart. Yes, I know you sinned. Yes, I know you transgressed. He said, but because of your heart, see, God looks at our heart, people of God. God looks at our heart. Only God knows the heart of man. We judge one another on our actions. Oh, but God looked at the heart. We're talking about a father's love. There's no greater story than the love that God had for David, a little shepherd boy, a boy that he raised up, a boy that he had to defend, hallelujah, defend the Philistines when they talked about and cursed God's people. Hallelujah. He said, who is this Philistine that would defy the armies of God? God allowed a little shepherd boy to take down a giant. Oh, God will come to your rescue, people. He'll never abandon you if you stay in his will, if you stay in God's will, if you allow him to be the father that loves. We're talking about a father's love today. Hey, God, I bless you today. When I look and think about King David, I'm reminded there's nothing that I can do that was great in the eyes of me that would hurt God like David. But the Lord said David was a man after mine own heart. And all we have to do is repent. All we have to do is ask God to forgive us of our trespasses. Forgive us of our sins. Don't let the enemy tell you that there's no love from the Father. We serve a God that loves us. We serve a great Father that'll never abuse us. He'll never kick us to the curb. He never gets tired of us. He's tired of us. He hates sin, but he loves us. And once we denounce sin and we decide to pick up our cross and follow him, we'll have that love that thinketh no ill, that love that's unconditional, that love that'll always be there for us. We're talking about a father's love. And God honored David. He honored David, and he gave him a son. We all know that King Solomon, King Solomon was one of the greatest kings that ever lived. He was the only king that God gave all that wisdom to, and God even spoke about him and said, there'll never be another man, another king like Solomon. God gave him wisdom, and then he gave him riches, but he allowed those riches, and he allowed the commandment that God had given to his father to not marry these strange women, and they turned his heart from God. Oh, I'm talking about a father's love today, and I'm going to give you all an opportunity to get on in this thing. God took me to that this morning, this afternoon. talking about David, a father's love. God's love for us will never cease. His love for us will never stop. His love is everlasting. His love is unconstrained. Oh, God, I bless you today. His love is eternal. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I thank him today that I have a father that I can go to. I thank him today I have a father that I can lay prostrate before, and I can have a little talk with him and tell him about my troubles, tell him about my shortcomings, tell him about the things that's not going right, tell him about the things that I've done wrong. I have a father that loves me, a father that cares, a father, hallelujah, that's willing to forgive, a father, that will stick with me through the thick and the thin, a father, hallelujah, that won't leave me destitute, a father that is obligated to me, a father that will come to my rescue, a father that will aid me, hallelujah. We're talking about a father's love today, forgive me. But when I have a picture in my mind, I'm seeing Jesus Christ. I'm seeing my Lord and Savior. I'm seeing him hung. I'm seeing him whipped. I'm seeing him spit on. And he went through all of this for me. We're talking about a father's love. Who have died for us? The only man that ever lived, walked the earth, and died was Jesus, and rose again. He had the love for us. That love that conquers all. That love that is stronger than death. That love that thinketh no evil. Oh, God, I bless you today for your love. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your love. The psalmist say, love lifted me when nothing else could do, when nothing else would do. Love lifted me. Hallelujah, when I was deep in sin. God, when I didn't know my right from my left, when I didn't even know if there would be a tomorrow, when I didn't even know if I could get through the day, that love, that father's love, it lifted me, Sister Ruby. That father's love gave me a mind to continue on. That father's love gave me a mind to want to serve him. That father's love gave me a mind to want to get rid of everything that's not like him. Oh, God, I ask you to help us today, God. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm singing today. It's not my brothers, not my sister, but it's me, oh, Lord. Standing in the need of your love. I need your love, God. I need your guidance today. I need your direction today. I need your strength today. I need your grace today. I need your joy today. Oh, I need your peace today, God. Oh, I bless you. And as I give it over to you all, I'm reminded, hallelujah, hallelujah, that I've never experienced a love like that. Never experienced a love like that. Hallelujah, was raised by a stepfather. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, didn't know my natural father until I became a teenager. He was in prison. Did not know how you're the Messiah. Didn't even get a chance. When he come home, he was murdered. So never even had a chance to really bind and know that kind of love. Oh, but I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for that love. That love is able to comfort me. That love is able to minister to me. That love is able to let me know, Adrian, I got you. You're in the palm of my hand. All you have to do is continue to walk in my statutes. All you have to continue is walk in my love. Ah, God, I won't withhold no good thing from you. Hallelujah. The same way I honor David, God, I honor us too. If we would just walk right before him, walk right before him, walk up right before him, that's all he requires of us. That's all. It ain't hard. It's hard. It's hard when we try not to walk like him. Oh, but when we try to walk like Jesus, he'll make every crooked place straight. God, he'll give us peace in the midst of the storm. Oh, God, I got to stop. Oh, I just bless him today. I thank God for each and every one of you. Ooh, God, talking about a father's love today. A father's love. A father's love. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. She listening. And she has anything to add to talk about this Father's love today. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Ah, God, I bless you today. Jesus, I bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sister Ruby?
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
This was a blessing. You went spiritual father.
Hallelujah.
And not your natural father. And it's a blessing because I was raised without a father in the home. And you don't even realize that you really need two parents to raise a child. And I find that as I was growing up or coming forth, I just had no good feelings for men or fathers or whatever, because I never had one in the home. It was always my mother raising us, and she didn't like it. Her and her husband didn't stay together, so she was always negative about everything far pertaining to a marriage, and the men ain't nothing. So you grow up in around that atmosphere, and you feel like that's the norm. So I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ that he called me in to his family, because I didn't think it was a love and a father or a husband. I'm married three times, but it still wasn't love. I didn't look for love. I just looked for companion and need and provision that they would supply for me. So this, I think when I think about it and the Lord saved me, how your childhood affects your mental state as you walk through this earth. And I said, Lord, I thank you for calling me out into the truth and deliver me and put me in the family so I can really know about a true father's love, spiritual love, not natural. Yes. So I found in my soul that eventually he gave me peace with this situation. And I can look at a man or one, you know, a man that say, well, we can get married. I wasn't even interested in no marriage. I'd say I'm just through with that, because I never had a good understanding or raising about what a man should be, the responsibilities of a natural father at this point. But when you get saved, the Lord ministers to you. He ministers that hollow part of your heart. And he says, no, I'm your heavenly father, and I'm preparing a place for you, heavenly calling that I love Jesus. That is no other love, because I laid my life on the cross for you to be redeemed, to be sanctified back to him. to be reinstated and to go out, and not only that, after you do that, and the love that Jesus had for all mankind, you know, because all souls are his. But, you know, I'm saying to myself, and not only that, he let you come in and save you, fill you with his precious gift of the Holy Ghost, and in turn let you go out and work and go pick up his precious people. I say, you know, this is a love that he gives to you. So I just thank Jesus Christ today for healing me in the inside. Because I was a broken situation here, and it took him to do it. And I think it's like the last maybe 10 or 12 years that I received this and wrestled with it and say, Lord, your will. If it would be a husband, your will. But I said, I didn't want no husband. I didn't want nobody, because I didn't never know that every time you look at situations, far naturally, is always a divorce. Or as always, somebody got four women on the side and two cats and two dogs. So I never had the understanding in my heart about love and forgiveness. So pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. I can open up the lines now. Sister Kimmy, your line is open.
Hello.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord. How you, Evangelist and Sister Ruby, how you doing today?
You're doing wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. Everything I was listening to Sister Ruby, I feel the same way. I, too, my father was absent growing up, didn't have a father's love, so I seeked it other places. You know, and it makes it hard. Growing up without it. But one thing I did know is that growing up in the church, I had father's love. You know, I may not have the physical father, but I always had, you know, Jesus Christ, because of everything that I was taught and everything that I went through growing up as far as being in the church and understanding that regardless of what, that God loves me. So I may not have had my dad, and I made a lot of mistakes because of that. I always felt like the prodigal daughter. I always knew that I can go back on my knees and talk to God, or talk to Jesus. So that has helped me get through everything that I needed to get through, you know, in my earlier days. So I do thank you for that, and I think that's so important that not just us, but a lot of, like, my daughters growing up understand that, because I think a lot of kids, a lot of young girls are looking to men for approval. You know, we really do. So it's so important that that word gets out.
Amen.
Wow. Now, I didn't even know that, you know, I just did a freestyle today. I didn't know how the Lord was going to lead us today. But, you know, when these holidays come around that the nation has set aside, you know, we try to ignore them, and sometimes we may not even want to be in the presence of nobody that's having any festivities or anything. You just don't, because, you know, it affects you. And as Sister Ruby said, you know, what we go through in our childhood, it affects us. It affects us greatly, and, you know, sometimes because of our childhood and our upbringing and what have you, we come on into adulthood, and we hold on to some of the things that we didn't have an opportunity to be a part of when we were children and what have you, and even some, you know, women, you know, my mother is older and what have you, and, you know, you have children and when you're teenagers and what have you, it's no excuse today for all of that, but, you know, back then, you know, they did what they did, and then you couldn't understand, you know, but today, you, as you grow older, then you understand that, you know, if you're 15 or 16 year old, you're really just a child yourself, and then you get pregnant, and you don't even know what all entails raising a children. And what are you, only a child yourself? You haven't even lived fully. You haven't even enjoyed all of the things that come along with childhood. And here you But as I began to just look at that today, I just had to look at it through the perspective of our spiritual father. And, you know, understand that we don't choose the parents and the family that we're born into. We don't have a decision in that matter. You know, we're born to parents, whoever's our parents, that's our parents. We don't have no decision. So some things, you know, it's not for us to really live with some of the guilt and the shame that we live with, because we certainly didn't choose who we were going to have as parents and what have you. And it never negates the fact that, you know, we have to go through certain things in life. So, you know, as you get older, you try to explain to your children and try to tell them, and your grandchildren, and try to wait and what have you. But sometimes they wind up, you know, repeating some of the same mistakes that you have. And that's something that parents try to, you know, good parents try to shelter and shield their children from experiencing some of the heartaches and the disappointments that they had to experience as they, you know, mature.
Amen.
So just looking at that today, I do take my hat off and salute and commend those fathers that have had the stick-to-it-ness to stay in the home and nurture and raise their children and be a husband and a father to their kids. I commend them for that, especially this thing that we're living in. We find so many single parent households, you know, that women, you know, have to bear the want of taking care of and raising all of these children, you know. So it's not something that we embrace and welcome, and it's not the way God designed it to be. So,
amen.
I just praise God for those fathers, and, you know, even on Father's Day, I still have to always think about those mothers. it's just natural. Being a female, you think about the mothers even on Father's Day, because, you know, some that are in. Of course, we can't be a father to a girl or a boy, but those single mothers that, you know, have taken on the responsibility of raising these kids by themselves, you know, I feel take my hat off to them too, and, you know, they do the best that they can. And that's why it's so critical for us to have the Lord Jesus in our lives. So critical, I tell you, if we didn't have the Lord, as Sister Ruby said, if we didn't have God, our spiritual father, to keep us in the palm of his hand, we can easily slip and digress and go back. But I thank God for that spiritual father, and thank God for the love that he has shown to us from our mother's womb. He still shows us love. Amen. So we just thank God for you all. Is it anybody else on the line, Sister Ruby?
Just a minute. I'm hitting. Oh, Sister Dawn?
Yes, I'm busy right now. How you doing? Oh, blessed. God bless. I'm busy. I'm having Miss Miller take a bath right now, but I'll be with y'all in a minute after a while. Okay, then we'll come back to you. God bless. Okay, God bless you. Amen. Anybody else? Sister Ruby? Uh-huh. I'm going to Sister Albertine. Praise the Lord, Sister Albertine, you're on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Praise the Lord.
I'm sorry. I actually caught the tail end of it. God just been pouring out so many blessings this morning. I've been getting calls from so many creditors and people who put stuff in my account. They've been putting all the money back. So I've been all home. We're going to give you back a year credit. We're going to give you back a year credit on this, a year credit on that. And it was just, I looked up and I said, oh my God, it's 1:46, so let me get online as soon as I can, and dealing with insurance companies. And I said, you know what, forget all of that. I'm going to let that go. Let me get on for my ministry for the day and keep my cool head, and then I'll deal with it when I get done, because God has already got it in his hands. So that's it. But I'm going to go back into the archive and listen to the message for the day. And but praise the Lord, and God bless you in the ministry and everybody that's listening. God bless you.
Amen. We're talking about a father's love. We were talking about the love of God, and we were also sharing some of our moments with our natural father. If you wanted to say anything about a father's love, you're welcome to do so at this time. So I'll begin.
Yes, yeah, I didn't grow up with my father. My father passed. My mother was 8 months pregnant with me. But my father always was in our, she always took us to see him, you know, his gravesite. She always talked about him. And I had a dream about him, as a matter of fact, one night. And it was just, I know it wasn't just a dream. It was a vision God gave me of my father and telling me that he loved me and he was sorry. And I always felt a void. But recently the Lord has just told me that you do have a father. I've always been your father. I've always been with you. So it may have been he's my fleshly father who gave birth to me, but God has always been there for me. He's my spiritual father. So it was just such a sense of relief of God, because you see everybody go with their fathers here, and you grow up with father, daughter, this, and father supporting them on in marriage and that whole thing. And when you don't have that, you feel left out in a sense. But when God put that in my spirit one day, it just made me feel, I just didn't feel like I missed anything. Kind of filled the void a little bit.
Amen.
But I'm going to go back into the archives and listen to it. But thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, it certainly is especially, I think, well, I'm not sure. I won't make that comment, you know, with female. We can only speak from a female perspective. But I'm sure, you know, even with my grandson, you know, his father was murdered. So, you know, I'm grandmother raising all of these kids in the home alone, no male figure. So, you know, I'm seeing him evolve, and, you know, I'm seeing him mature and going on into manhood now. And really, you know, I haven't had no family members here in California to step up and just be a mentor, you know, for him. So many times there have been coaches and some of his friends, fathers, you know, that take up time with him, and they take him to a game or, you know, show him some love and let him come and watch some of the games or something with them and what have you. So, you know, I feel for him, because I know, you know, he goes through his moments when, you know, he needs that male connection and he don't have that. So, you know, we as females, we don't know how to reach out to him and what have you. And it's so sad, because you think that your brothers, which is their uncles, would step up to the plate and, you know, be that figure and be that a role model, that mentor that they can look to. But, you know, folks have their lives, and people, if they don't think like that, then you can't hold them to that. So I just asked the Lord, he's almost 16 and a half years old now, so I'm just asking the Lord to bless me, be able to hear him where he can finish school and he can become a decent young man, and pray that he don't get into nothing, you know, out there in the world. So all I can do is just keep him covered under the blood. Keep him covered under the blood.
A blessing.
Amen. Is it anybody else, Sister Ruby? I'm just so full of they just, you know, talking about this story with David. My heart is just full today.
Yeah.
I guess. Real full.
Okay. Okay. It's nobody, but I wanted to read the poem that for the natural fathers out here. Can I get it a minute?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It says, fathers, highly favored of the Lord. A good man obtained favor of the Lord. And you can find that in Proverbs chapter 12:2. And I got F-A-T-H-E-R-S. That's fathers. And the F is for faithful, Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. A, abide, St. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Ooh.
Well, we got to go to the T, trust. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And H is hope. Romans chapter 4, verse 18, who against hope believe in hope? And E is endures. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. And R is righteousness. Philippians chapter 1, verse 11. Being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. And finally, that S, fathers, steadfast. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 28. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That was beautiful, Sister Ruby.
Yes, it is. Gorgeous.
My God, that is beautiful. You got to read that when we want to, for those of you on the line, Prophet Michael's supposed to be on tomorrow. I got to confirm it with him. If so, we'll read that for him. And also, I don't even know if he's a part. I got to check on that. And also, for sure, we want to ask Sister Ruby to read that. And if you all can do something, I want to do something special for Pastor Hamilton for Friday. He has been faithfully coming on this line about what, this will be 2 or 3 months now?
Yeah, about that. Uh-huh.
About 2 or 3 months on Fridays, and he faithfully comes on. So we want all of the women on the line today to stay special. We're going to pay special tribute to him on Friday. Okay?
Amen.
So I may have to let him teach. I don't know how to do it. How do y'all think we should do it?
Well,
I don't know if to let him teach first.
Well, I think you ought to let him teach first, because, you know, he's got that teaching, and then when he turn it back over, then we can probably do the appreciation.
Okay, well, Sister Tammy, if you're able to come on, and Sister
I'll be on.
Okay. On Friday, you all get something together, and if I confirm with Prophet Michael, we'll read the poem and get something special for him, but especially for Friday, for the sacrifices that Pastor Hamilton made, and we want to do any of you all sing?
No, but I do. Yeah, no, I don't sing, but I write, so yeah.
You write? Well, write something. Oh, good.
Yeah, all right.
And we just want to honor them this week and let them know how much we appreciate them. It's a blessing when you have men that love the Lord and doing the work of the ministry. Yeah, that's nothing better. Nothing can compare to that. So let's
Amen.
Do that for...
Let me just
take
care.
Go
Dawn.
Ahead,
Sister Dawn, can you talk?
No.
Okay, then.
Y'all pray for us. We are right, but God is love. That is my fault. That's my fault. Always was. That's the part I call upon all the time. He always be there for me. He never failed me yet.
Amen. Have you seen Jarvis?
No, I haven't seen. I heard from him once, but I guess he's okay. I guess I'll try to see tomorrow when I'm off.
Oh, good. That's a blessing. Vance Bernard, do you want to say something to her?
Yeah, it's a blessing that you've heard for him, and that's what you were looking to do, hear from him. So we're going to continue to pray for Jarvis that God will keep him and bring him out.
And thank everybody for the prayers. I appreciate that.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Well, if there's any other prayer requests, we're going to dismiss. We only have a few people online. I don't know what folks are doing, but guess what? We praise God for them. So we thank God for Sister Cammie, Sister Albertine. Thank God for Sister Ruby. Were you able to do the promote button, Sister Ruby?
It still wouldn't take. It came up. You're going to have to see what it says, but it came up. It wouldn't take anything but Block Talk Radio.
Okay, well, I have to...
Because it's pulling up and it's saying information, so you're going to have to read it.
Okay.
All
right, then. Amen. Well, we thank God for everything that he's doing and everything that he has done and everything that we're expecting him to do. Again, you have been listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We'd like to invite you to go back into our archives and listen to these messages. They're always there 24/7. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries, or you can visit us on our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you'll be able to listen to these messages in their entirety. And also, we'd like to invite you to send us any praise reports or any prayer requests that you may have that you would like to share on our broadcast. We'll be more than happy to share them with our audience. So you can also send those requests to New Destiny Ministries at P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Once again, we're on Monday through Fridays at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and at 3 o'clock Eastern, at 3 o'clock Central Time, and 4 o'clock Eastern Time. Our call in number is area code 858-683-1334. Also tune in on Saturday morning as Minister Billy Burns hosts They Overcame at 5 o'clock AM. If you have any testimonies, her show is about testimonies. The Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. And also on Sunday morning, we're on at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 10 a.m. Sorry, that's 9 a.m. Central Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on for 30 minutes of early Sunday morning prayer. So we thank God for each and every one of you all tuning in today, and we're going to ask Sister Cammie to dismiss us with a word of prayer, and then we're going to ask Sister Ruby Larry to sign us off with the song. God bless you. Sister Cammie, can you pray us off? Sister Cammie? Sister Ruby?
Yeah, she's on. Sister Albertine is still on, too.
Okay, Sister Albertine, would you close us out with a word of prayer?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Yes, Kim?
I'm sorry. I was in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were asking you to
hold on
close
a second.
Us out with a word of prayer.
I can't. Just you hold on 1 second. I'm still at work. Somebody's calling in. Could you just hold on 1 second? I just need to click over 1 second. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We certainly enjoyed you all. We like to say Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. We didn't get an opportunity to say so. We're saying so in advance. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers in the land. Happy Father's Day to our president, President Barack Obama. Hallelujah.
Man.
We thank God for him. We thank God for all of you all. Remember to keep one another and lift one another up in prayer.
Hello.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Sister Patty.
Okay. You say you want me to pray?
Yes. Close us out with the word of prayer.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now thanking you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, God, for our help and strength. Thank you, God, for forgiving us. God, we repent our sins. God, we're not coming to you right now, Father God, because we're always in need. We come to you right now because we love you. And I thank you, God, for just waking me up and allowing me, Father, to get through the things that I need to get through. I thank you, Father, for Sister Bernard, for pulling me through so many trying times, Father. I came through to this ministry, Lord, broken. And a lot of people don't realize how close to the edge I was. But, God, thank you, Father, for second chances. Thank you, Father, for the people that surrounds me every single day, God. Thank you, Father, for continuing to remove the people that are not supposed to be there and continue to bring the people in my life that needs to be there, Father. Thank you, God, for my beautiful family, my kids, for my mom, Father God. I stand in the need of prayer right now, even though I'm not there, Father. I thank you, Father Jesus, just for continuing to watch over her when the enemy still try to steal away, God, that you come, Father God, and you allow her to know that the angels are still there and that she's still have work on earth to do. Father, no more, Father. We will not be suffering anymore, Father. I rebuke in the name of Jesus that the enemy would not take another family member of mine away from us, Father. I rebuke in the name of Jesus that, Father, we will, Father, continue to be financially stable. Father, I claim victory right now, Lord, that there is going to be finances taking place in my life right now, that I'll be able to do more for the ministry, Father God. I thank you, God, for Sister Bernard and all the things that you're doing for her, Lord, and that all that you're doing is not in vain, that you continue to bless her, Father God, and give her all the things that she needs, Father, that now she's doing your work, Father God. This is a work, so that she's not suffering while she's doing your work. I thank you, God, for everyone that comes on the line, Lord, in the middle of the day, because we know this is a work day, Father, and that if we can take the time out, Father, and come and get on the ministry, that a lot of other people can too. I thank you, God, that we can get out the word so a lot of other people can know that's suffering and is going through something in the middle of this storm, that they can know that at 1 o'clock they can get a word, Father God, that may save their life or may take them to the next level. I thank you for my kids that you watch over them. I thank you for my friends and their kids, Father God. I thank you for everything that you've done, Father. I'm not going to ask for anything. I just want to thank you, Father, because I believe that I've asked for so much, and I'm not believing that you're going to do it. And I thank you for the faith that you're bestowing upon me every single day, that let me know that it's already done. And as soon as I start asking, you'll start doing. I thank you right now, Jesus, because I know I can't do it without you. I come to you right now, Father, because I don't want to do it without you. I thank you, Lord, for the foundation, Father, that you gave me, that bring me back to you every single time I need you, Father. I thank you, Father God, Jesus, every single day that I wake up, Father, that I'm able to say thank you. I thank you, Father, for a roof over my head, Father God, when the enemy tried to take that away from me. I thank you, Father, just for ability to be able to say that I love you, and Lord, sometimes I felt like I was so alone. I thank you, Father, for bringing people around to tell me that I'm still loved when I felt so alone. I just thank you right now, Jesus, because I can't thank you enough. I come to you right now, Lord. I want to lift my hands up and let you know, Father God, that I will continue to do your work. I will continue to stay in the word. I continue, Father God, to seek you, because I know without you I can't do it, and I refuse to do it without you, Father. So I thank you right now, Father. I thank you for the fathers out there that are doing what they're supposed to do. God, they don't get enough. And we don't support them enough, and we don't celebrate them enough. But for the ones that didn't know what to do, Father, we're going to forgive them. We're not going to blame them, Father, because we all know that one day we're going to all have to face you. So I just thank you right now, Lord, again, for Sister Bernard and Sister Ruby, Sister Aratine, for bringing me to the ministry, Father, and allowing you to do the great work that you've been doing in her life, Father God. Oh, thank you, Lord. And for your precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, God, today, God, you don't know most shy.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we're asking you to continue to let your blood be applied. Oh, God, I bless you today, God. Remember my sisters and my brothers. Oh, remember Errol, God. Deal with him, God. Oh, God, deal with him, God. Heal and bring healing to him, God. Bring deliverance on you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Oh, God, you serve me up, Sister Candy. Thank you for Sister Ruby. Remember our grandson, God, and our son-in-law, God. In the name of Jesus, remember our sister, God, and our brother, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. Woo, God, I bless you today, God. Oh, God, it's doing
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I feel it. I feel you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, you're moving in our lives, God. You're moving. I feel it shifting right now.
Yes, Father.
Atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us.
Yes, Lord.
Embrace your love, God. Help us embrace your love, God. Help us to walk in your love, God. Walk in your love. Talk in your love, God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We refuse to devour, God. We come against it in the name of
Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank God. You're a great God.
Yeah. Awesome, God.
Another God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. Remember Evangelist Carol, Evangelist Lucilla. Remember, Lord, back to Burford and his wife, God. Bless them, Jesus. Remember Glenisha and her husband, God. Oh, we bless you today, God. Yeah, you're a good God. You're worthy, you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. Bless your name, God. Touch my son today, God. Touch him, God. Touch him, touch him, touch him. Touch him, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Remember Pastor Karina Singleton, touch her, God, in the name of
bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, we bless you. Thank you, Jesus. All on you, sister, we'll be with you tomorrow. Remember the special tribute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank
you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Oh, it says time.
Okay, you can take us off. There's nothing else. Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm at peace with Vicki Yola.
can see my storm has moved away.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. We're getting ready to close out. Have a blessed evening. We'll see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless.
Yes.